cafeteria with me?
KN4UBE. Monitoring. KXJ. KN4UBG.
Evening.
Just out of curiosity, how's this radio getting in the repeaters? Is it getting in pretty good?
Yeah, sounds good. Full quieting. Good quality audio.
I'm sitting here playing with a Kenwood TS-2000.
Rig, right? All band HF?
It's a all band, all mode.
Is it new?
On this end. I'm over here in Fountain Inn.
The name here is really your mic. Is that a new radio?
I don't know how old it is. It's an older, I mean, it's a newer but older radio. It's not a brand spanking new radio. It came from another ham. I traded a Yaesu FT-450 and $300 for this one.
Sounds like a fair deal, so it's a new radio for you anyway. Tried it on HF yet?
Made some contacts last night on 10 meters with it. I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4 contacts here that I made last night, and I think I got 3 more on the other page. On the antenna system I have set up here right now, I'm fixing to put my Moonraker 4s back up, which is 11 meter set of beams, and it gives you a vertical and horizontal. But on the, I got a Solarcon 99 out here, which is the same thing as Antron 99. Made a contact last night north of Houston, Texas.
It seems pretty good.
Pretty good. I talked to, they was 2 people out of New Jersey that I was talking to yesterday, and I can't remember where the other one was from. I got his call sign, but I don't know where he was from.
State?
Yeah, my old state's West Virginia there, but I've been down here about 3 months in the 99, been here ever since in South Carolina.
I relocated here from New Jersey about 2 years ago and just finally got back on the air about 3 months ago, just before all this COVID stuff got started.
Yeah, it's that stuff right there, man, it's, I don't know, to me that's a joke, but I don't know. I mean, everybody else got a different perspective about it, but I don't know. I mean, I've heard several people that, you know, has worked at the hospital say it's no different than, you know, the flu season. All it is, the flu on steroids.
For the net already, getting an early start. Well, we're lucky that we don't have the extent of the flu, the COVID-19 down here that they have in New Jersey. Back in my home state, it's pretty bad.
Well, that's the same thing I've said, man. You know, here don't have it as bad. New York had it pretty bad. You know, you got some of the big airports up there, and you know that, all that comes from the East Coast. And Atlanta, Georgia, ended up with it pretty bad. That's another big airport down in Atlanta. And California ended up with it pretty bad. So everything is coming off of, you know, the west side of Europe. You know, all that over in there, you know, comes in on the West Coast. So, I mean, to me, that's what really got it started, you know, when all the planes and stuff's coming into these airports and all the people going through the airports. And people was traveling that, you know, that didn't even know it was even out there. And I don't know, man, it was something. I mean, it was something, still something out there. But, you know, I just think they blowed it all out of proportion.
We're slowly getting back to whatever the new normal is anyway, so that's kind of a good thing. Read today that worst, so kind of actually just a few months away, so hopefully we've seen the worst of it.
What I'm hoping for, I'm hoping we've seen the worst of it. That's, you know, that's the main thing, because I lost my job due to it, you know, and, but, which I've been working since the day after I lost my job, so, I mean, I can't complain too bad. I mean, I'm thankful to have that job, but it don't pay nothing what I was making there, but, you know, taking an $11 cut in pay to get to where I'm at now, you know. $10 versus, you know, 21, you know, that's a big difference, but it played itself out, you know, that's the main thing. At least I'm still making my bills meet and all that good stuff, so I really ain't missed out on much.
A lot of bad stories like that, but I'm glad it's working out for you. I've been out of work myself, and it's not a pleasant feeling, but I'm glad it's working out. Any work is good work these days.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about it is, I mean, hopefully everything is going to start picking back up before long. That's what I'm hoping. I mean, a lot of stuff's already picked up, and I'm not 100% sure if they canceled the 6-foot roll or not. I think they did. I was at work one night and had something pop up on my phone about it, but I didn't get to read it. Said something about canceling the 6-foot rule. So, with all that stuff, you know, gone, if that was the case, you know, hopefully everything, you know, in the next month or so will be getting back to normal, is what I'm hoping.
I think that's a positive indication. Whatever the new normal is going to be. But anyhow, that rig sounds good. So, it sounds like you made a good deal.
Man, that's the main thing. You know, it's it works out pretty good. I mean, I'm still learning this thing, man. I mean, that's almost like swapping from a Volkswagen Beetle, you know, that only has a few knobs, to swapping into a Learjet that's got all kinds of stuff on it. And I'm still learning it, but main thing, I figured out how to make it function. That's the main thing.
I don't do too much. I don't do any HF work myself, and recently I've been looking into it. I'm in an HOA, so I'd have to be kind of inventive with the antenna. Probably get away with a long wire antenna. Most people probably wouldn't be able to see it. But now that I'm retired and have some time on my hands and back into ham radio again, maybe sometime in the future I'd like to pick up an HF rig too if I could find one at a reasonable price.
There's some pretty decent little rigs out there, man. That's like that Yaesu 450 I let go. That was a real good rig, man. I mean, I've had it for about a year, and I just decided to swap up and go with this one because I can make this do everything in one radio, you know, and that way I'd have just a mobile unit. I mean, I still got, or not a mobile unit, but, you know, a base unit, and, that way it'd be everything in one. That way I can listen on one band and, you know, see what's going on, and I can be talking HF on the other side too, so that's a good thing. That's how I knew you was on. I was on 10 meters trying to get somebody to come back to me on 10 meters, and I had the sub band over here in the corner on, and was listening there, and but yeah, I hadn't really done a radio check to this one yet, and that's why I came back to you to see how it was doing. So evidently it must be hitting a repeater pretty good. Well, I'm going to step back here on the quiet side for a minute and see if anybody else jumps in there, and I'll say send me 3 feet out that way, and we'll holler at you again here in a little bit. KN4 UBG, I'll be clear.
Okay, thanks chatting with you. Good luck with the radio. KA2 TXJ. Thank you.